And what I believe happened in that experience, if it were only one person that had experienced this shift in time, I would suspect that that person was having an altered experience of one form or another. The fact that the entire bus of about 50 or 55 people, plus the driver, plus the military personnel in the security vehicles in front of us and behind us, suggests that we were all enveloped in a field of sorts, the heart field, if you will, and that we all participated in the experience of literally compressing time in a way that can only be done through the effortless experience of human feeling rather than the effort of human thought and what is required for the thought processes. This was not a logical process. It was a feeling-based process. Many of you listening to this had the opportunity to see a movie in recent years. It was the movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze. And there's a place in the movie where Patrick Swayze was coming to terms with the fact that he had died. It took him a while to understand that he was no longer in a physical body. And not being in a physical body, his interaction with the physical world did not work the same. So one of the examples, and it was such a powerful example to see, was on the ramp of the subway station, and there was a can lying on the ground, and he was attempting to do something that he had done many times while he was alive in a physical body. He wanted to kick the can. And every time he tried to kick the can, because he was no longer a physical being, he was not interacting with the can in the same way, and nothing happened. His foot would pass right through it. And the more times he would miss, the more frustrated he would get. And it was in this experience that another person came along who was also no longer in body and recognized the experience that Patrick Swayze was having, and taught him that it's not about brute force, and showed him how to feel the can being kicked. And once that experience was understood, he was able to kick the can, and he began doing it again and again and again. It was an effortless feeling rather than the effort and the exertion of the logic and the thought processes that he'd been trying to do earlier. So it's a wonderful example in modern cinema of the way that this works. Well, I share this story because our understanding of time and what time means and how it's associated with human emotion is changing so quickly today through the understandings and the findings of quantum physics and Western science on the one hand, and on the other hand, we're now recovering the lost wisdom in ancient texts and traditions that begin to tell us precisely how we may apply our new scientific understandings of these processes, our new understandings of time. One of the phenomena that I've noticed is I've attended the conferences and the keynote lectures and the programs where scientists and researchers are speaking about precisely the things that we're sharing right now, is this: a growing number of scientists are saying yes, this field appears to be there, and we do appear to be connected, and they're asking the next question: what do we do with it? What does it mean? How do we use it in our lives? And this is, I believe, where the beauty of these ancient understandings and ancient traditions come from, because science has already proved it. The ancients weren't trying to prove it. They spent hundreds and thousands of years learning how to apply what these relationships mean in our lives.